There is another way to use reversing to keep the prospect talking. When a prospect makes a statement, reverse it. That means act as if you heard a question and then reverse. Here's David Sandler explaining.
All right, anytime you get a statement, you must convert it to a question. Now, why do you have to convert it to a question? So you can reverse them and answer it with a question. Someone says, small lot, second line, pick anyone you want. All right, look, here's the greatest. Hey, Emmer, where you at? Where's Emmer? Emmer came to lunch one day, right? Spent 6 weeks with me. He said, the greatest thing I've heard in selling. I'll get ready for this whole printout. What'd you tell me, Emmer? And if I could. I said, that's it? That's what you learned? He said, right. Every time I give a presentation, every time somebody says something, he says, and if I could. All right. The best word you'll learn here is this one. And. That's it. You don't learn nothing else. That's it. All right. Now let's start. Everybody on the bottom of the page somewhere, write down the toughest objection that you got. And then we're going to go through the room. I'm going to teach you how much you learned already. And this will get you a 20% increase in sales. If it's not important to you, don't write down a question. Are you ready with that one? Go, write down an objection. Anything you want. The lousiest of it. Here's one. I'll help you for some of you who are trying to get us. I want to tell you something. I like this house. The only thing I was hoping to be round instead of square. And I'd buy it if it were round. Write down that kind of crazy stuff. You ready? Everybody got one down? Go. All right, you wanted a house without a garage. Did you have one? You wanted to take the garage down, right? Yeah, sure. All right, everybody got an objection down? Now, here's what we're going to do. You're going to shout your objection. Nobody answer, but either pick something on that piece of paper or figure out another reverse that you can put in the block, and let's see how much you're learning. All right, somebody give us one.
The bedrooms are too small.
The bedrooms are too small. Don't answer. Just either check mark or put a circle around it. How are you going to handle that now, from now on? Ready? Listen, the bedrooms are too small. Don't yell it. All right, let's hear the salespeople.
And?
Look, isn't that easy? When there's no question mark at the end, you must force the question. Which means, who said that? Who had that one? Oh, you. Oh, you start again. Go.
Bedrooms are too small.
Which means?
I want larger bedrooms.
And?
I want larger bedrooms.
Can you imagine getting paid for this? What?
I must have larger bedrooms.
I don't understand. Are you saying to me, sir, that if you don't get larger bedrooms, you're not going to buy the home?
That's true.
I see. Do we have larger bedrooms? I don't know. I'm a dummy, right? Suppose I had to tell you how to pay more for them. What would you say?
I have a limited budget.
No, that wasn't my question, sir. My question was, suppose I told you you have a limit on your budget?
Yes.
So if your budget fits in the bigger homes, what are you going to say?
Well, if it did, I'd say yes.
Oh. Did you hear that? Did you hear it? He closed by himself.
That's right.
And I got paid commission on that. Are you okay with this group? Here's what we're going to do. You don't do any more closing. I know, you know, the throat stuff and all. No more closing. You let him close himself. Guess what happens when he leaves? Who's he blame? Not me. I didn't close him. All right. What's next? Who said that? That's okay. First name? Sharon. Sharon said can't afford it. All right. Think about it a moment. Is there a question mark on that one? All right. You got to pick one. All right. Let's go. Sharon said. Can't afford it, you say? Which means, you played out, Sharon.
I don't make enough money to buy the house I want.
I don't make enough money to buy the house I want. Easy! And? Go. And? Suppose I told you there was a way you could afford the house, what would you say?
I'd look at it, maybe buy it.
Gotcha, give up. She gave up with another one closed. Oh, is this it? I'm making $400,000 a year on this trip. Jeez. All right, let's try another. Come on. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't important to you. I mean, I don't know. I can't read your faces. Right. Shall we spend a little more time or we want to keep moving? Yeah, I'm okay. We'll do it. When we get to this side, all I want to do now is teach reversing. See, look, reversing is the fuel. It's the fuel for the selling system. If you don't know how to reverse, you can't use the selling system. All right, so all I'm telling you is when you drive up to the pump, you put the fuel in it, and then I'll teach you the selling system. But unless we get comfortable with this, there ain't no place to go with it. Because there's no room in the selling system to say anything. You must be a dummy. And the way you stay a dummy is you keep asking questions.
The next time you listen to this track, try to count how many times Sandler actually reverses the audience.